What's up, guys? It's Vince with the Woken Broke Podcast, and I'm back. And I got my special guest, Mr. Dallas Wallace.
Yes, sir. It's me again.
What's going on, brother?
Big chillin'. So I hear that today's topic is about some conspiracy theories, if I'm not mistaken. So what's a crazy, like, one of your top craziest conspiracy theories that if you told someone, you're like, they'd be like, "Dog, you're just weird," or something like that.
Weird?
Like, you're crazy if you think that.
Weird? I don't know. There's a lot of crazy ones, right? And I feel like there's a lot of truth to conspiracies. I listen to a lot of conspiracy podcasts, but I mean, I feel like COVID, there's a conspiracy behind it.
I
definitely feel like, I'm not saying that there's no such thing as COVID or saying that there wasn't anything, because personally, I lost my best friend, you know, co-host to the Woken Broke Podcast. Rest in peace, Frankie. And so it's changed me, you know, but in a lot of ways, there's like things that don't add up sometimes, you know, or lag.
Right.
They're saying anything gets blamed on, oh, it's because of COVID right now, backed up because of that. Whether it might be material. I mean, we see it at work all the time.
Yeah.
Projects get delayed. I don't know. There's been all kinds of conspiracies in those, like, lockdown 2 years, you know? I mean, TikTok was blowing up, so people were seeing all kinds of stuff, you know? Right?
Yeah, and that's the crazy thing is, behind COVID, there's been so many cover-ups that, whether they're true or not, COVID just always took the front line, no matter how crazy the conspiracy was of children getting abducted or...
What happened to Save the Children?
Exactly.
Are they still saving them? Is Trump still the Christ of these children, as they said?
I don't think he was ever the Christ of the children.
Are you still planning on getting that QAnon tattoo?
The QAnon tattoo that I was telling you about? Yeah, that's probably going to be my first tattoo. It's going to go right on my forehead.
Nice.
Use a big Q right on the forehead, and then Anon right above the eyebrow.
Oh, that's hard.
Yeah.
Is that going to be next to, like, what's up with the Jesus fish logo thing? I don't understand.
That's
going to
go
that.
Over the eye.
But what's behind that? I've never understood that.
What's behind the Jesus fish?
Yeah.
It was just...
Is he an Aquarius?
He was a fisher of men.
That's... Pause.
No, he was the one who was trying to get people saved, and so he was trying to get as many people, so they called him a fisher of men.
Yeah. Sounds like a bunch of semen to me. Yeah. What about you, bro? Any conspiracies?
I mean, there's a lot. If I tell you some of the ones that I'm not, like, fully believing, but like when I tell people, it's guaranteed that people think I'm crazy. When I talk about flat Earth, when I talk about...
Now, when you say flat Earth, were you like, yeah, I was listening to that conspiracy and I started believing it myself?
So I know people that were very into it, that got really involved with it. And they come up with a lot of points. I never went super deep myself, but there was a point where I kind of believed it pretty hard. And right now, I'm still in between, but I don't think it really matters if
you
it is
think
or not.
That the world is flat? Like, you
there,
think?
I think that there's...
And there's, like, an edge?
A lot of arguments for it and against it.
You think there's, like, an edge that just falls off?
Yeah, not falls off. They're in the flat Earth conspiracy... There's a dome around the Earth that is like a pretty much a water wall, I think, or something like that. And the reason that we can't get to it is because, and this is even a thing, in, I think it's Antarctica, whatever the South Pole is, if you try to go there, there's government that tell you to turn around and go back, and if you try to go there, they'll kill you pretty much. And there's like a whole government around the entire wall.
I had someone who they made the app Rando Nodding. His name is Nick, and I had him on the podcast a couple years ago when that was taking off, and he wrote a book on it, and he actually talked about Antarctica conspiracies.
Right.
It was pretty crazy what he was saying. And again, like, to this day, it's like, we can't, like you said, we can't just go over there. Like, no one can just get a ticket and fly over there, you know?
Yeah.
And that's always been the sketchy part of things like Area 51 or Antarctica, places where we should be able to just go through and
right.
we just have no access. And those are the things that worry me as a human being on this earth, you know? Sometimes feeling powerless, you know?
Right.
And I think that's the thing about conspiracies a lot of the time, where we get so much info that we get so overwhelmed, you know? A lot of people sometimes go a little cuckoo, you know, yeah. off the shit. So, yeah.
I mean, it is a lot to take in. When you get into a conspiracy theory that is like...
like a rabbit hole of any, yeah, right?
If you get into a conspiracy theory like a Flat Earth one or Area 51, where it's like... if it is true, then we're getting so much information and so much things hidden from us, and our whole world is just completely not what it should be,
mm-hmm.
or what they say it is.
Yeah.
Then you really feel like, wow, like, I kind of hate anyone that knows about it, you know, like, hate any government,
here's the thing, Dallas, there's this thing that's been happening within the past couple of days, and I'm glad we're talking on this conspiracy shit, because the U.S. now is trying to ban again TikTok, and they're saying all these things about China being able to tap into your shit,
right,
and get this and that. What I think, in all honesty, seeing TikTok and seeing how it's been getting bigger within the past couple of years, up to where it's at now, where I think it's people are finding out way more, like exposing shit. Like, for example, have you ever heard those sounds where it's like, use this TikTok and stitch this with that? So there was something like that where it was like, use this to expose your company or something, right. about your company.
Yeah.
They took that whole voice thing down because so many people were using it,
oh, wow.
to expose their companies. And I think that it's affecting companies now in, right. or anything, any company, any type of thing, whether it's, hey, did you know this formula uses this amount or this shit? People are starting to get more informed. And I think that that's where it's getting dangerous,
yeah.
for the government, where it's like, ah, oh, they keep finding yeah. out all this shit. Like,
government,
they're not supposed to.
For yeah. people to get information. Yeah, that's definitely true.
And multiple times there's been like audios that have been removed. There's mm-hmm. been videos that have been removed. So it's just, it's pretty crazy to see them kind of get all insane about this and be like, no, you guys got to block this now. Like, it's an right. emergency, where it's like, dude, we're not stupid, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You can only keep shit from us for so long. And I feel like nowadays, especially with COVID again, when there was a lot of people that had time to just chill, hack, and learn all these things, it's going to keep coming out one way or another.
But the thing about it is the amount of people that don't care about it is crazy. Because the same thing happened when it was the Wall Street. Yeah, ignorance is bliss. But like the same thing with Wall Street, with Robin Hood, how they... as soon as the little guys start getting money or start getting information or anything, the big guys take over and say, oh, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then people talk about it for a couple weeks, but then everyone just forgets about it. And the thing, like, Robin Hood, it should still be, like, on the front news, and not just Robin Hood, but all the bigwig hedge funds and stuff. They should still be, like, front news articles, even though it happened months ago. The fact that it was 100% proven that mm-hmm. these big wig companies are able to do anything, and all the small guys just get screwed over. No matter how smart you are, how good you are, how many people you have, yeah. you're gonna get screwed over if you're the small guy trying to screw over the big guy. You're gonna get screwed over because all the big guys are tied in with each other.
Amen, and brother.
It's the same thing with the political parties. If you're on one side or the other, even independent parties, like, no matter where you are, everyone is tied together. Like, Trump is hanging out with Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders is hanging out with Trump. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole connection. So no matter how much they say they don't like each other, how they hate each other, how they're, oh, if you vote for them, you're this, you're that, like, at the end of the day, the only people that are actually fighting are us, the people that are just continuously getting screwed over by all these
and here's the thing, and they just distract you like monkey in the middle right. from this and that. And I think that at the end of the day, all these people, these same people that you're saying, what do they all have in common is wealth. And guess what?
Right.
When shit hits the bricks, they're the ones that are already prepping for all these things. Yeah. They have, I don't know if you believe that this is a conspiracy, but I don't think so. I think that there is underground, like, areas where people are living or building.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
There's tunnels in the Midwest where you see truckers going into. There's all these things where I'm like, what the fuck? Who exactly has access to this? And at the end of the day, I feel like, well, I'm never going to truly know because I am not in that position or in that wealth. And I feel like, and a lot of these things you saw in the movie, one of these Earth movies where, like, it's ending, you know, they see the wealthy people getting on the fucking right. private jets and they're doing this and that. And that's exactly how it's going to be. Like,
yeah.
You know,
that's the thing. Movies kind of show us what's really happening a lot
yeah.
of the times.
Oh, yeah.
They, like, put it in our face just to kind of make fun of
remember
us.
I was telling you about that Battlefield thing or right. that thing in Los Angeles
yeah.
that was actually in a movie a couple of years ago, and that recently got declassified like as a real thing
right.
That's why we didn't hear about it
yeah
but I definitely want to gather up a little more and fucking exactly tell you the dates and shit
right yeah. But that is like, it's just so annoying how much the big guys just fight the little guys. And it's like you're saying, like, they're all tied in to each other. They're always going to have, when stuff hits the fan,
money, yeah.
They're already prepared for it.
Exactly.
The same thing happened with COVID. They already had, like, all the big dogs already knew when to take out money.
Exactly.
When to put getting in money.
How crazy was it when the vaccination first came out? Only certain people could get it and yeah. shit. And, like, you know?
And it's like, and even then it was like, before the vaccine came out, before we knew what companies were going to get the vaccine, those companies already got huge donations, or not donations, huge shares by the political parties. And so they, as soon as they made the vaccine, they got money, and now these billionaires became richer because they already put in yeah. bought their shares in these companies.
As far as COVID, like, I feel like we're not going to truly know all the stuff that, like, did happen until a couple years from now, bro. Like, all exposing all the shit that happened during COVID, the people who were cutting off health insurance, raising health insurance, people raising the prices on toilet paper, things like that. That's all shit that's going to come out later with time. And I feel like someone might make a movie on it because,
yeah,
dude, to make a crazy movie on this is just crazy because it seemed like a movie, you know?
Right.
You had fucking Trump going to almost a nuclear war towards the end. So, like, it was just going crazy, dude.
Yeah, I don't think Trump really got close to a nuclear war.
I definitely think that they were fucking getting close.
I think we're closer now than we were with Trump in office at any point.
Wow.
But besides that, the fact that, it, to me, my opinion is that COVID was almost, I think it was a real thing, but it was, in my opinion, it was a flu. It was the same exact thing as a flu, it had the same death rate, same everything as the flu, except it was just on the media
I highly 100% agree to disagree with you, because I think that a flu wasn't what killed most of these people who've lost a lot of lives over just the flu. When, yes, you can argue the flu does kill people, but not this many people.
It had the exact same death rate when you're looking at the actual death rate of it, because they were saying that people dying in car accidents had COVID, dying from people that already had cancer that were supposed to die in 6 months, but when they did die, they found that they were positive for cancer. It's like, okay,
you're saying everyone had cancer? Like, that's stupid.
No, not everyone, but people dying in car accidents got COVID.
Everyone, there was a lot of people dying, and if you had a slight symptom of COVID, I know that they were yeah. saying it was COVID. That's exactly. not what I'm saying. I'm saying COVID in general, COVID, like you having symptoms. That's right. what I'm talking about. I'm talking about those people. I'm talking about, like, my friend who died from it, who right. literally was fucking gasping for air.
Yeah.
You know? Those people. Or how can you tell me just the flu was what it was? That's why
because
I'm
the flu
like,
has the same death rate as COVID with those symptoms.
Not like that. And not... But anyway, he was 28.
You on know? Top of that, is I think that in the next couple years, there's going to be another COVID 2.0 that's going to come out.
I mean, there's always something. The exact same thing. I mean, there was the swine flu, there was things like that.
But yeah,
I'm sure at the time they were saying that that was planned too.
Swine flu, Ebola.
Yeah, there
like all these things that happen. All
into these memes, Simpson memes,
it, and saying, oh, look, every four it popped years.
Up right here.
It happens every 4 years.
I mean, but that's it. The you saying look at it, but to me, it's hearing your idea. This is your theory. This is almost your conspiracy theory.
It
to
is
me.
A conspiracy theory.
For me, that's how I'm taking it for you.
But what I'm saying is, in the next coming years, there's going to be another one where there's always going to be something.
I mean, look at the fucking climate change. Look at the movies that they're making about climate change. Like you said, there's truth in this all.
It's going to be. It's going to have. Because before Ebola and swine flu, all this stuff, we were still able to do everything. Nothing got shut down. Nothing was required. It was all the same, and the same amount of people died in those times. But with COVID, it was, okay, let's lock everything down. Let's take away this, take away that. And so in the next couple of years, there's going to be a COVID 2.0 where they're going to try to do the same
thing. It doesn't matter. Even while you're saying you're almost complaining about locking up or closing this and that, it almost sounds like a complaint, but it sounds like a privilege. I mean, if you were still going out during all that time, I mean, to each their own. As I saw, when COVID hit, that's when you really got to see people's true colors, how much they cared, what they cared about, if they felt like slowing down their life, not necessarily putting a pause, but a lot of people I saw, it was mind-blowing, where they're just like, people are going to die anyways. People are old. People are sick. This and that. I'm going to still keep living my best life. Oh, got that EDD money. So, got to run up, go to Tulum, got to do this, got to buy whatever, you know, they're selling online or the TikTok
trend. Well, honestly, I'm not going to lie. You know? I was part of that group. I wasn't saying, oh, people are going to die regardless, whatever. But I was hearing people.
I had family members saying that about my grandma because she was here during the time. They're like, yeah, well, right. You know. She lived a good life. I'm like, bro, you guys are sick in the fucking head. The
thing about that is if...
That's stupid. That's selfish, bro. And at the end of the day, how can... You more than... I'm not saying you agreeing, but you more than other people, you know, having a... believing in a higher power and this and that. It's like, how can you look at someone and be like, ah, well, you're old. You're going to die anyways. Like, that's not, you know...
Well, it's not that. To me, it was if it... Why am I not allowed to go to the store or go to work or go to this?
But we were going to work.
I know, but when it first came out, they shut pretty much every job site shut down for like a week. And then, but in that time, it was like, why is this happening when what should be happening is if you're actually that scared of it where you think you're going to die, then you could have stayed home.
Yeah, I did. I took a month off.
Right. So why
I took a month off 2 weeks in because they were running short on supplies. Again, COVID related. Everyone was going crazy. So I had to make some kind of sanitizer spray and it fucked up my lungs.
Right.
And I was out for a month. I thought I had COVID, but it really just all those fumes when I was in that little closet making them, it fucked me up. And again, but, like that's like a lawsuit right there, right. You know?
But for that, it's like, so I... when I was going to work and doing everything, I was like, okay, if I get it and I die, that's on me. I wouldn't have blamed anyone else if I got it. I wouldn't blame
anybody. But here's the thing. What if you went to work, you died, and you got someone else sick, and they died too? But you're already dead. Here's the thing. What were you going to say? Oh, if that person already had a sign of COVID or flu, that was him, not me. We didn't know. We lived in a time at the time where we didn't know. The unknown.
But at the same point, it's like, if I'm not scared of it, I'll go to work. If you're not scared of it, go to work. If you're scared of it and you're going to start blaming other people if you get it, then just don't go to work.
But that,
don't go out. Don't go.
There's a difference between saying that now 2 years later when there's a vaccine and there's a difference between back then when there was no vaccine.
I don't think
there was one and people were fighting it and all this and that.
It is a difference. I think it's the same. If you're that scared where you think you're going to... die from it, then don't go out.
Cause this is the same person that's not believing in science or medicine, so I can't argue with you there.
I believe in factual science where there's actual evidence behind it.
There's factual science behind fossils, and that's not true.
There's factual science behind other stuff that people are saying, oh, we'll believe your body, not science. believe your mind, not science.
Oh, there's people that say think with your head and not your dick too. So
yeah, I'm not agreeing with those either. Well, besides all that, what's some like other conspiracies that are like government or like crazy ones?
Well, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and they're going back to the TikTok thing. They're explaining on necessarily why they want to ban it, and they're saying, you know, they're getting all your info, they're getting your whatever you type, the files that you have saved on your phone, like China's, you know, getting a hold of all this access of your phone the moment you download TikTok. But here's the thing, the conspiracy is, did the U.S. kind of have this planned to ban it type of thing, you know?
What do you mean?
Like, kind of like the conspiracies were, like, even COVID, you know, the theory of that it was planned, you know, one way or another, right. You know, so kind of something like that, or even, like, 9/11, like, ever since that, like, there was, like, stricter laws in flying,
right.
And what are those people that check everyone?
No, TSA?
Yeah. How, like, TSA got really fucking extreme during that time and shit, and, yeah, I mean, that would be likely too, where like I told you, I feel like when it comes to TikTok, I feel like there's a lot of people getting exploited on shit, you know, on how things are really are.
Well, I think the only thing with that is that now YouTube has the same thing as TikTok, Facebook has Instagram has Instagram Reels, so people are still gonna be able to make all the things of like,
but it's gonna be more controlled.
It will be a lot more controlled. But I do think that, I'm not saying that China is getting all of our information, but all those apps get all of our information. So, I don't know if they just do it because they don't want China to get it, or if maybe there's more reason they just don't like the owners of TikTok, so they're trying to ban it, or something like that. But it'll be a lot more controlled on other platforms, so probably that's why they can control it more on other platforms and they can't control it as much on TikTok.
Yes. And I also think that a lot of things like Instagram and all these things that keep getting updated to be more like TikTok, when it's like, in all reality, if we're going to keep it real, I think TikTok is obviously like the number one app right now, right, as far as people are using social media wise, because as soon as you go on, boom, the video starts playing. Just with the fucking slide, boom, you're in another video, boom, boom, boom. It's so quick, it's so user friendly. It's addicting. You know, there's a lot of people that say they spend hours all day, this and that.
That was the thing. I had to delete my TikTok because I was spending too much time on it.
Oh.
And now on YouTube, I go on the YouTube Shorts or whatever. That's pretty much the same thing as TikTok, but I'm not as addicted, and I feel like it's because it's less user friendly. Like sometimes I'll go to the next video and it just like, it's not as seamless as TikTok. And then also if you go to the comments, it's a little bit weirder. Even liking the video just doesn't, it's all different from TikTok. And also the videos are just like shorter versions of TikTok. I feel like full TikToks aren't on YouTube and Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, but here's and another thing with this is that, oh, you have a problem with another country, like, getting this information, but you don't mind doing this yourself.
Right.
Because we know all these things that you're saying, you already have access to our shit. And there's nothing we can do about it. But you want to do something just because another country, and you say, oh, we'll protect you, when it's like, you know?
That's the thing. I think social media in general was created for that specific reason. Because since social media, there's been such a fall. There's no playing outside anymore. There's no trying to go over to a friend's house to, I don't know, hang out and play video games, or like, now everything's online and no one's actually being social. That's the whole thing about social media, is completely the opposite. It's making us unsocial, like, or whatever the word is, like, desocialize with each other. And everyone just, it's crazy how much you can get away with behind a computer screen and how little you can do for your body, for the planet, for your country, for anything, just because you can do it so easily behind a computer screen. And it's also, it makes people spend money because of online shopping, like...
Yeah, there's... I don't like those, like, trends. They're like, oh, must buy, you know, Amazon must buy. Yeah. So it's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, people get into that all the time. They're like, oh, well, I saw it on TikTok, so I need to go get it. And it's like, TikTok, do you need it? It's like...
Yeah.
It's a lotion that you have, like, 15 of them already, you know?
Sometimes it's cool, right? Because you stumble upon, like, things that you actually like that people are remaking or shit like that. Like, I don't know. Even now, I get, like... I used to get, like, a lot of, like, funny... And I still do get a lot of funny shit on my time on, like, construction videos and shit, you know? But now I'm getting shit where it's, like... hacks, you know, or like things like tips and shit like that, where I'm like, yeah, any of this, like any app, you can make an Instagram and just follow certain things, anything, you know,
right,
to follow whatever you want it to be. It's your timeline, the way you want it. It took me so long for my TikTok to get all this shit off, you know. I had to hold it and be like, don't show me this,
right?
Especially like girls, where I was just like, I don't need to fucking be seeing girls twerking on here. Like, I can fucking go on porn if I want to see any of that shit. I don't need to see it. Well, there's a platform for everything, you know?
That's the thing. That's another thing that all social media does. It's been, I don't know how much proven, but it'll see, okay, a little kid is watching this, we're going to do stuff that targets little kids. A guy is watching this, we're going to do... Like, it uses your phone's camera, and so it knows if a guy's there, or if a girl's there, if a little kid is there, if an old person's there. So, it's... I don't know how much proven it is, but I can go swipe past every girl video that I see, do not show me it, like, all that, and it'll still pop up, like... every 5 videos or something. And then even on those, I say, do not show, and then it still will pop up. It's crazy
my shit, I didn't rarely ever get something.
That's the reason I deleted TikTok and Snapchat the same as well. I didn't use Snapchat for, like, over a year, and every week, I would get a friend request by someone who's like, oh,
someone random?
Yes, a random person.
Yeah.
And it's, go to this website to see my nudes. And I'm like, I don't care about this. Like, stop sending me this. The only reason I use it was because one of my friends only uses Snapchat to, like, talk to people. And so I would talk to him on it, like, once in a very, like I said, I probably hadn't used Snapchat in, like, over a year.
Because you know what's scary? I saw on Snapchat. One. This isn't a conspiracy. These things have happened. The Snapchat map that shows your location.
Mm-hmm.
People have gotten killed. Like people, yeah. People add and then they see your location and shit. I take all that shit off, bro.
That's crazy.
I try to be very private about my shit. There's another thing that's not a conspiracy that's been proven, and it's been in talks lately about like just pedophiles online. And I had to switch, like, my default on my Facebook, and I had to take anything off where it's, like, where anyone can look me up.
Yeah.
With pictures of, like, my daughter, because there's been just a lot of people just doing sick things, dude. Like, getting off on, like, babies.
Yeah.
And, like, even getting to the point where they make, like, baby dolls over pictures of babies that make.
That's the crazy thing. I'm like, what the
fuck?
All the YouTube videos of, like, little kid YouTube videos that have billions of views, it's not little kids watching it. Like, it's, you could see on the
comments or some shit,
not on the comments, but on the YouTube algorithm, it'll show what age group is watching your videos. If you look at the age group of those videos, a lot of them are like 50 and above year olds.
Jesus Christ,
watching
bro.
These little kids, and it could be like, oh, he's putting it on for his grandson or something, but half of them, nah, there's a lot of sickos out there that are just putting it on and getting off to it. It's so weird, dude.
I brought my daughter to the grocery store the other day, and I was holding her. And it just the fact that I get uncomfortable just by... She doesn't like wearing socks or shoes, so she'll, like, take shit off. But just, like, her feet out makes me weird that I, like, some old dude's just fucking watching my daughter, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like going in the grocery store trying to fight someone. I'm like, dude, don't fucking look at my daughter.
When you're creepy like that, you are creepy in all the ways. So any skin showing on anything is going to turn you on. And it's like, those guys are just different breeds that need to go down. Like,
yeah, a lot of it is just, not a lot of it, right? But I don't know how much percentage to say, to be fair. And then statistics, I don't know behind it, but a lot of it's like grooming, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot of these people are sick in the head. Something might have happened to them as a kid, and they didn't open up, because in a lot of sexual abuse cases, people mostly don't speak up, especially if it's family or if it's close friends, you know, that it's doing it to them.
Right.
So,
but I don't really excuse that with the fact, oh, well, his dad did it, so that's why he abuses his kids, or, oh, his mom did this, so that's why he's...
Yeah, no one should, everyone should be held accountable no matter what happens to you, you know?
Right. Yeah. But it is, like, a vicious cycle that does happen, and it sucks, because...
It's very unfortunate.
For me, like, I never got abused, necessarily. There was some, like, weird stuff, but, like, never anything too crazy. Mm-hmm. But, like, I saw how my dad acted and stuff, and how he did, like, abuse my mom, and how he tried to abuse us and left us in general. And I see that, and I'm like, I want to be nothing like that. Like, I hate the image that I get when I think about my dad. So I don't want my kid, I don't want anyone to see me in that same type of way. So I'm going to be exact opposite.
Yeah,
so
that's good, Dallas. It's good. You gotta want better, and for yourself, you know, right. Because there's a lot of things, like even for me, like my attitude, or just a lot of things that I've learned about myself, holding myself accountable, genuinely trying to change and shit.
Right.
Things where I see traits that, you know, I was raised to just think that it's normal, you know, or being rude or disrespectful. Is being disrespectful, even if you grew up thinking it's just playing around, you know, things like that, where like I just grew up, all these things were normal to me. Now as an adult, I'm like, wait, I can't talk to someone like that. Yeah. Things like that, you know, the little things are, I don't know, but you know what I'm saying?
I don't know if it's an I for some reason I remember these lyrics. I don't know if it's from a, like an old song. It's something reggae, I'm pretty sure.
It doesn't rhyme. It doesn't rhyme with song. Mom's spaghetti.
No, it doesn't. No, but it's it was the only way to, or we can all get to the future, but you have to leave the past. So it said something like that, something along the lines of that. We can all get to the future, but you have to leave the past. Meaning, like, any of this bad stuff that happened to you as a kid. If you just get away from that and try to make stuff better, we can all make the world better and get to a future that we all can agree on and be happy with. And I think those lyrics were pretty powerful the first time I heard them. And I always think of that every once in a while, but right now I thought of it again. But those are pretty good lyrics that we can all make it to the future as long as we leave the past.
As long as we openly tell these weird people, don't touch my fucking kid in public. I think it's weird when random people try to, like, you know, not that they have.
Dude.
But, like, one time this lady, I was at the park, and she was, like, I was at the farmer's market with my daughter. Just me and her. I was giving her bottle. I was holding her. We were listening. Some guy was playing live music. You know, I'm just minding my business. Lady walks by. She's like, OMG, I see rolls. And I look at her. And obviously she's talking about my daughter. And I look, and I'm like, yeah, I've had them my whole life. Thanks. And she kind of just fucking walked away. Like, what the? I'm like, dude, that's rude. Don't fucking talk about it. Even if my daughter's just a baby. It's like, that's rude.
Yeah.
You know?
Dude, something creepy that happened to my sister that recently had a baby. Her son is now a couple months old. But... She was going to get, she went to a cup of yogurt, or cup of yo, or whatever, and she's getting her stuff, and then she feels someone, like, behind her.
Jesus.
And she thought it was, like, our roommate or something, and she turns, and it was a dude that was behind the counter, who's, like, 70 years old, walked all the way around the counter, goes up behind her, and he's just staring at her, and as soon as she turns around, he goes, "Can I hold him?" And she was like, no, what? Like, no relation to this guy.
Jesus.
The baby's only a couple months old. Like, why would you ever think that you can hold some random stranger's baby? Like, in any scenario.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, like, a 70-year-old dude. Like, that's pretty creepy. Even if you're just really, like, holding kids, like, not even in a weird way. But, like, you just like kids. But that's just a creepy thing to ask. Yeah. And to think that there's a lot of people that act that type of way, in a weird way, in a creepy manner, it's like...
Yeah, you gotta speak up for them, you know? Kids aren't gonna speak up, you know, it's very rare for kids to speak up, so you gotta set the boundaries for them, too, and let them know, hey, you gotta set your boundaries yourself, too, just because someone might be related to you, or you don't have to be forced to give grandpa or whoever a kiss, you know, or a hug. It's your... however you feel, you know?
That's such a weird thing to do. Like, oh, you gotta give grandpa a kiss or something like that. Like, no.
There's
no,
people, I don't. Dude, there's people who aren't even related sometimes. Uh-huh. I've seen kiss other babies where I'm like, whoa, that my kid, I would have popped you in the face, bro. Like, especially during a pandemic, dude, it's been rough, you know? Yeah. It's been a tough time where it's like a lot, but you have to, you know? Because a kid doesn't have a voice. A baby doesn't have a voice. They can't speak, so you gotta...
And that's why whenever I do have kids... I'm going to tell them their entire life growing up, like, if anything happens, you're not in trouble, tell me about anything that happens in your life.
Yeah.
Because if it's something that you think you're in trouble for, and it's in reality, like, some creepy dude or something just, something bad happened to you, and you think you're in trouble, like, there's nothing you could do at 6 years old where I'm going to be actually mad at you or something like that. You know, like... tell me about it, and chances are it's something else that I'll get mad about that's not your fault. Like, if a creepy dude touches you or girl touches you, I'ma go berserk on that person and just...
with a capital B.
With a capital B. So.
You know, Dallas, some people say and might believe that there's a conspiracy... kind of like a race thing or like a war thing against feminism, and maybe people going soft or going, I don't really necessarily know what they're hinting at, if this is a political thing, but I don't know what freedom of speech has to do with anything, but I definitely feel like there is a lot of people who are heavily influenced, like, or influential, I guess, would be like, Fresh and Fit podcast, or that guy, Adam Tate.
Andrew Tate.
You know, or whatever his name is, yeah. That Andrew Tate guy. So, when it comes to these type of people, I think that it's funny that people are, like, these guys are pushing all this shit for their audience, which is, what, males, right?
Right.
And usually, what is it along the lines of, like, hey, these are tips or pointers on how to, you know, get a woman, all right? But it's like... if you're already having to look for these guys for advice, you know?
Well, I mean, it's more along the lines... he's not saying to do these things that he does, where he says he's having sex with all these people and all this stuff. And I think that's just fun. It's honestly a little bit annoying and kind of funny the way he's always just bragging about himself. But the... topics that he pulls up a lot that I've been seeing a lot is he's saying if you have a girlfriend or a wife or anyone and you're not willing to be the male model, like going and fighting for her, fighting the someone breaks into their house to your house, if you're not gonna be the one that steps in, and then obviously she's not going to be the person that you want her to be in a loving way, where she's not going to be compassionate towards you and stuff like this, which I think those are the two roles that male and woman do have separately, because men scientific, men have more muscle mass and stuff like that, and women have larger brain, so they're able to be more compassionate and think smarter, while men are the ones that are supposed to think in high-risk situations, think very quickly on the spot, and be able to change a fight really quick. And those are the two things that if a man's not going to be able to do that, then the woman shouldn't have to do that for a man. Shouldn't have to be compassionate.
Well, why is that man or that woman in that situation?
What do you mean?
Why isn't the man in the situation where he has to defend her?
If you're...
like, if, why are they in that situation? Because it'd be pretty, like, then you have to, then that's like a scenario that you're putting in the what ifs. Like, oh, right, well, if this happens,
that's what it is.
It's the same thing. It's like, well, how likely are you going to be in that scenario where you have to defend her? Like, in one instance, I'm thinking about one time I was, Violet's in the car. I'm getting, pumping gas in a neighborhood that I usually don't pump in. And this guy was creeping, going around my car to pull into the next pump right next to me. And I didn't even notice that Stephanie's the one that brought it up to my attention, that they were just looking at us and making some comment. And I guess as I was leaving, there was a guy, like, walking up or some shit. So we left just in time, right? But right. For me, I didn't catch it. For her, she was smart enough to catch and to tell me, hey, we should just get out. Like, you know, keep it going. I think even Violet was unbuckled. She was buckling at her at the time. And at the time, I was waiting until it was buckled, you know? Right. And she's telling me, no, just go. And, you know, there is one instance right there where technically she saved me. I now it's like, what is that supposed to say, you know?
Right, yeah.
And I know he's not saying every situation, right? But just that situation where it's like, well, you need to be the man, or like how you said, the woman's supposed to be in a position of loving you, or what? Of what?
Of being more compassionate.
Compassionate, right?
Right.
Well, what if the guy's more compassionate?
Yeah, that's the thing. A guy can be compassionate, but at the end of the day, if the guy's not protecting, then the woman's probably not going to be wanting to provide for him in any type of way like that. A girl's going to look more towards someone that they think will be able to help them in the future, provide money-wise and strength-wise, you know? Not strength, but like just... in a altercation wise, rather than, and a guy is not going to look for someone that's super strong and able to fight. He's going to look for someone that's nice and sweet and pretty and can be the support, you know.
Would you pay for this guy's advice?
I would never pay because for someone's advice.
These like guys, that. This is what they're selling. And I don't know if you know this, right. But if you look into Andrew Tate, he ran something that was like a pyramid scheme type of thing, where it's like, well, I'll give you a discount if you get another guy in, and you know, type of shit, where it's like, it's a known thing, you know?
He runs Hustler.com exactly. Or something. I don't even know what that is. I just know the name of it. But
don't you think we're in a weird generation right now with social media, where, honestly, me and you were on an age where we kind of grew up with social media as it started developing and being bigger, you know, having fucking iPod touches, turning into fucking iPhones, right?
Right.
And now it's just everything by a click. Everything by right. A click. Literally everything. Stuff that we want there to be or access, and then stuff that we don't really want access to things, you know? But so that being said, I feel like, yeah, if you look for anything with a certain mentality, you're going to go along with, even if someone's saying, hey, do this and this, you're going to take it however you're going to want to take it. So I feel like the type of audience that these type of guys are shooting for, people that are probably not having the best of luck with women, or more so just talking to them, bro, because it's not really that fucking hard. And it's right. Just like, a lot of things are like, oh, don't have friends that are girls if they're just wasting your time if you're not planning on sleeping with them. Shit like that, where I'm like, I could see why people like those, like other guys like these things, because I feel like one way or another, it might even be like, no one's perfect, right? But a lot of the shit sometimes they say, they'll be like, oh man, that's stupid, or that might be funny, or man, maybe I thought that, but I'm not gonna say it. So right. Then there's a lot of people who are like, well, I like this person because he actually said it, you know? And it's just like, not necessarily everything that's in your head you should repeat back.
Right.
Even or so, get this, and a little more serious now, like a racist term or a stereotype. Even if you think it, it's okay, because you're only repeating something that was brought up to you by someone. So if you see someone of a certain color, or, you know, you're going to be like, oh, this, but you don't necessarily repeat it out loud, then that's when it becomes a problem, because you're repeating the cycle, not knowing you're saying something racist or whatever it might be, you know?
Right.
And that's what the problem, where it's like, it's okay. It's not okay, right? But it's in what's the word? Inevitable?
Inevitable.
To get erase certain words or stereotypes in your head, like permanently, like if the word never existed or if you never heard that stereotype, right? But your duty is to make sure you don't repeat those cycles, even just by saying it out loud or saying right. Something, because, you know, so just because someone might have a thought about a certain, oh, this is how you talk to girls, or this and that, or this works for me, like, not necessarily make you the fucking professor to be like, I'm going to give this. Especially me having a daughter now.
Right.
You know?
But, I mean, that's the thing. Is
There's nothing wrong with having feminism or showing it or just being a kind human. But like, it has nothing to do with... Because even then, I feel like in the past, like, 5-10 years, there's been this thing where people have been just fake because they're just, oh, I'm just going to get down with this thing because, you know, it happens to have more majority of women. So, oh, this is going to help me. It's like, no, they're going to see past the bullshit that you're trying to say, you know, the wokeness, as you may say.
Right.
You know?
Well, the
women aren't stupid.
Me, the thing for me is people are going to pay for whatever class they want to take. There's classes that are men should be more feminine. There's classes that women to be more tough. And there's the opposite, which Andrew Tate is one of those, where you can argue about, oh, this guy shouldn't have a platform or shouldn't be as popular, but people are going to pay regardless. What my thing is, I'm in the middle ground. You should be a male model, like a role model to defend. You shouldn't go out looking for fights. And if someone disrespects you in a very minimal way, I'm not just going to sock some guy in the face. But at the same time, if they're pushing me and pressuring my girlfriend or my family, then I'll start to figure out how to stop that. And if it's me getting into a fight or an altercation like that, then so be it. I think that...
Don't you think that there's a danger in that, in a way, where he's pushing that? Why does it have... Why... Who is he to tell you to do that? Or in a sense where it's like, I agree with you, everyone should have a platform, but that's the reason why I'm speaking up, why I'm bringing this to attention, because, hey, if people are going to be tuning into all these famous podcasts or whatever, then at least I want to have my say on this shit, too, because, again, I'm a father, you know, I have a daughter, I feel like me using my platform, I got to be smarter in certain things that I talk about and when to speak, and I feel like this is definitely a thing that, it's getting dangerous where you're almost passing along the lines of the thing. I don't want to be a cliche, but as like a fake news type of thing where it's like, oh, well, this person, don't listen to this platform because they only put this, you know, that type of thing. Right. Where it's like, I'm not trying to get into that. But at the same time, if certain platforms keep having certain people on, it's like, what are you going to expect out of this, you know?
Right.
And it's unfortunate because these other media platforms are covering whatever they may be talking about. So the one way or another, it's going to pop up on your feed. You know, people are going to be talking about it. You know, that's why I'm kind of out the loop with this guy. I was actually watching a video where he was kind of in it yesterday. I wasn't even really listening. My mother-in-law was talking to me, so... I just heard him saying something like that along the lines like, oh, you don't have female friends unless you're planning on banging them. Shit like that, where I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Well, dude. Honestly, for me, I tend to not have female friends unless they're family friends or even people that I've known for a long time, because of the fact that it tends to be not sexual, but it can get to a sensual point where either one of you will start having feelings, especially the closer you get. Even if you're not attracted to someone physically at first, if you really start liking the way they behave and they're on the sex that you prefer, then there's a good amount of chance that you're going to have not fall in love with them, but you're going to have some type of feeling for them. And so...
But doesn't that necessarily mean that you're going to act on it? Because, I mean, you can be friends with people. You can be friends with people who may even be attractive, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to act on it. Don't you think that there's a little of self... What's the word?
But that's the thing. You can have self-control and do that. But at the same time, if I'm friends with a girl and she's not friends with my girlfriend, and I start having any type of feeling, why should I continue that friendship? And maybe down the line I do act on it, Or maybe something happens with my girlfriend where we get in a little argument, and now this girl starts saying, oh, well, she's not good for you, she's not this, because she has feelings for me or something like that, and I start listening to those. And so it...
But what if if it was a guy, and a guy's saying that to you about your girlfriend, then are you going to say, hey, this dude's having fucking feelings for me? It's like, you can't just assume that just because the other person's a girl...
No, I'm not saying... I'm saying that if she does have feelings for me, that will be what she would say. I'm not saying that every person that tells you to go away from your girlfriend or anything would have feelings for you, but... It tends to be that way with male and female friends, I've noticed. So the only female friends that I really have, not even in any reason particular, but is family friends and my friends' girlfriends and stuff like that, because it's not like a close relationship. I feel like the closer you are with the opposite sex, the more likely you'll fall, not fall in love with them, but fall towards that lustful behavior.
Well.
Oh, yeah, my throat got super dry.
Yeah, dude, you should stop taking those bong rips.
It's yours, huh?
Yeah, it's my fucking water. Well, I can't fucking... If I smoked
weed, I would stop. That's all I'm saying, Vince.
You would stop?
Yeah, I would stop smoking if I smoked weed.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way, but to add this and to kind of end it here.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, have had a lot of female friends. I feel like sometimes, dude, I'm going to be straight up with you. I feel like sometimes some of my guy friends not be acting like some bitches, bro. Like, and I say that, I'm not trying to say females are bitches. I'm saying males are bitches too, bro. Because they be acting all in their feelings sometimes with me, or... In a sense where it's like, why do I have you on social media if you tend to just hate on everything or trying to show your reflection or what's the word that I'm going for?
I don't know.
Like, projecting. That's projecting, what we're, yeah. They're projecting a lot of shit. You think you know it all. It's like, did I fucking say that I knew everything? It's like, oh, that's what you're thinking. You're projecting, you know?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of this and that where I'm questioning. I'm like, was I a bad friend? What am I doing, you know? Where it's just like, but then you start realizing a lot of this is projection. A lot of this is, and sometimes where I'm like, bro, there's no competition. Where's the competition?
I don't really project anything unless you're really close to me and I know that you can handle it.
But exactly. But even then, you would think, I want that they... Which means, like, that, like, in Spanish, it means, like, oh, if you're going to say something or give some feedback, make sure you're okay with me giving you feedback or whatever, because then that's not fair. Then that's just you just running your mouth and being allowed to say whatever, adding an LOL, making it seem like it's harmful. But at the end of the day, it's like, whoa, are you trying to hurt me? It's like, are you trying to get a reaction? Are you trying to get me mad? As a kid, for me, that was the type of abuse I got where I was unsure when things were funny or I was supposed to get mad or I was supposed to be okay. Because as a kid, when you're showing anger or sad, you know, like for me, my siblings, not necessarily my siblings, just my family in general would make jokes like that or try to get under your skin. And that was the funny part. Now as a kid, now as a grown up, I'm having like bipolar disorder, you know, I'm trying to figure out if I am I mad, am I happy, why am I mad,
right,
you know, things like that. So when it's friends that are supposed to be your friends or guy friends that are supposed to be your homies that lift you up, all this and that, it becomes weird when it's like, oh, well, there's friends that I have, or girls that are, you know, are nicer or whatever, are just straight up. And I think that's the key to all this is just being more honest. And me speaking my mind is helping me with my podcast, being on here, being able to be open about this shit. I'm going to use it to my ability and just speak on it. And honestly, that's where it is. That's how I feel with this, where it's like, bro, there's more guys that are being influenced by other guys to how to get women or how to talk to women, when I think that's fucking stupid, when they need to be working on themselves. And there might be a reason why you're not talking to a fucking female, or why a female doesn't want to talk to you. I'm not necessarily saying you, Dallas. I'm mostly saying people that I know or know of. And I'm just keeping it real with you, bro. I've had more friends that are females that have held it down and been like on some gang shit where they've had my back then a lot of my guy friends were, I'm like, yo, where the fuck, what is up with this whole, like, you know?
Yeah.
My gang, my family, my homies, it's like, I'm not getting that. It's only a one-way street, you know? Right. And that's when you start questioning and start making your circle smaller and all this and that. But at the end of the day, that wasn't my first choice. I mean, I was, like, get this, I was a school mascot. I had all these friends. Now, I'm going to my reunion. I don't even know who's going to be there.
Right.
You know? This is just the reality of things. Your circle gets smaller. You start picking your friends wiser. Your friends that you had just because you were, since diapers, doesn't mean that they have to be your friends forever. Right. You got to start setting boundaries. You got to start setting goals. There's certain people that might set you back or might rub you off the wrong way and keep you in that negative vibe, you know? And you got to question yourself, can I be happier? Can I be in a better mental space? Yeah, you probably can. You probably could cut away the people who are just kind of keeping you down there, you know?
Right.
There's a big thing in energy, you know? And,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You got to find the right friend group. And I feel like when you get a friend group that has that mentality of, oh, like, pretty much planning to screw you over at some point, then everyone's in that mentality where, let's say something does go down and they don't have your back, then why would you have their back? And that's not a good friendship to have. You gotta find people that you know 100% are your brothers, in a sense that if something happens, I get in a fight, or I lose my job, or I need gas, or I need to have a ride somewhere. Yep. Or any of those situations, or my girlfriend needs something.
I'm moving, and then you're like, hey, I'm available to help you out.
If your friends aren't down to do that, then why would you be down to do that for them?
Yeah.
And that's a friend group that you need. Yeah. I know that if something happens to me or my family, the ones that I really, truly trust, I know that they'll have my back, whatever happens.
That's good,
and
man.
The ones that I don't really necessarily trust aren't close friends, you know. I can talk to them and be cool with them, but at the end of the day, if they need something or if I need something, we're not gonna hit each other up. And if they hit me up, I'm probably gonna say no to them.
Exactly.
Because I know that on the other side, they're gonna be saying no to me.
Hey, Dallas, and there's a certain reason why there's only a certain amount of people who have met Violet, and you're one of them.
Thank you.
And there's a lot of people who haven't met her yet, and there might be a reason behind that, or there might not be. Might just be because I'm busy,
right?
Or that I've been busy. But if you have met my daughter, just know that that's something very special to me. And if you haven't, maybe question it, maybe ask yourself what, you know. But if not, if you don't care,
what did you do to Vince? Okay, that's what he's trying to say. If you mess with my boy Vince, I'm messing with you.
Nah, that's all right. It's all good, bro.
And I got a posse that can bring you down.
Keep it pushing. We gotta keep it pushing, bro. But we're gonna wrap this bitch up. I do appreciate it. That was the conspiracy hour / ending it with a little something for you guys. Appreciate you hopping back on
with me, Dallas. Conversations, always good conversations with you, Vince.
Hope you guys have a good one. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. Drop a comment, like, share.
See ya.
See you later.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to stay woke and broke.